USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Now we're working with Iraq. They use the great American dollar, which is the most powerful currency in the world, and they're starting to do well.
President Trump at the White House meeting with the Prime Minister of Iraq. President Trump continues.
We are with them, and this gentleman in particular, we've developed a very good relationship, and hopefully it's going to be very strong for your country.
Filings for jobless benefits rose to 1.1 million last week, suggesting an uptick in layoffs as the economy slowly recovers from the coronavirus pandemic. And Joe Biden will formally accept his party's nomination for president tonight at the 2020 Democratic National Convention being held virtually. It's the former vice president's third run for the White House and comes more than three decades after his first attempt. This is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Facebook. A new artificial intelligence breakthrough could make MRI scans significantly faster. So a scan that takes an hour today may take just minutes in the future. Faster scans would be better for patients, especially those who are in pain, young children, and others who have trouble remaining still. The new technique was developed by Fast MRI, an open source research project from NYU Langone Health and Facebook AI. Now, a first of its kind clinical study to be published in the American Journal of Retinology confirms these AI-created images are just as diagnostically accurate as traditional MRIs. Additional testing is underway, and the Fast MRI team is open-sourcing their code to enable others to use and build on their work. Dr. Michael P. Recht is the Lewis Marks Professor and Chair of Radiology at NYU Langone Health.
This is a significant milestone, and it shows that with AI, we can significantly improve the patient experience and provide the benefits of MRIs to many more people.
Visit fastmri.org.
The administration is still discussing banning TikTok. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
President Trump wants to deny China some of the proceeds from the sale of TikTok, so says White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow on CNBC.
It's not something that's been done in the past, but that doesn't mean it can't be done now. I'll leave it to Secretary Mnuchin, who will be running the books on that deal. So we'll see.
Tropical Depression 13 could develop into Hurricane Laura this weekend as it nears South Florida. National Weather Service meteorologist Robert Garcia says we are in the five-day cone of uncertainty.
We have the unsettled weather ahead here heading into the weekend. Through the weekend, we're going to continue to gain a better perspective as to what Tropical Depression 13 could mean for our region.
There's a 20 to 30% chance South Florida could feel tropical storm force winds Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Goodyear did issue a statement saying the visual in question was not created or distributed by Goodyear Corporate, nor part of any diversity training class. Some leaked audio from that training session at the Topeka plant was leaked to WIBW-TV, the local TV station there in Topeka.
Some people may wish to express their views on social justice or inequity or equity issues such as Black Lives Matter or LGBTQ pride on their face covering, shirts, or wristbands. That will be deemed approved. Because it complies with zero tolerance stance. However, if any associate wears all blue White Lives Matter shirts or face covering, that will be not appropriate.
The unidentified speaker continuing.
There's rules now around what you can wear. Try to comply with these so that way everybody feels good in this factory. I want to make sure, guys, think about what we do in this factory, right? We all work together to make tires. That's what we do. That's what we get paid to do.
Goodyear has not responded to the leaked audio. A Russian opposition leader is unconscious after he is suspected of being poisoned. The 44-year-old, known for being critical of the Kremlin, is in a hospital in serious condition, according to his spokesman. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.